I'm here today, Monday, July 2nd, 2018, with Angelo Bergs. And Angelo, what does the library mean to you?
Oh, wow, that's a big question. Library for me is community. My first job was in public libraries, and I really felt that that was a safe and open space for anybody to come. It doesn't matter what type of life they're living, they can go to the library and have access to information and just have a nice roof over their head.
Okay. How has the library changed your life?
In my life, it was the place where I could go for information that maybe adults in my life didn't want me to have access to, or I was confused about parts of myself, and I could go and I could really find that there were other voices that share my experiences or lend wisdom to things I was going through, and that the library was really a sort of a place where I could go for information to help me get through hard stuff.
Okay, great. What are your earliest memories of visiting a library?
I was privileged enough to grow up in the house that my parents brought me home from the hospital in, and so that main library has my earliest memories, and at the library that I grew up near, the entrance had a giant golden quill, and it was probably 50 feet tall, so you'd come in, the parking garage would put you on the second story, so you'd walk by the middle of this giant golden feather that was above an ink pot, and I just remember the glass walls of the main entrance with the giant golden quill. It just, for me, is a symbol and a beacon of knowledge and information and sharing that.
Yes. Awesome. Do you have a favorite memory about a Knowles library?
Yes. Last summer when I relocated up here, it wasn't the first time I had moved out of the Southwest. My whole family is down there, and I felt very unsure about my decision to move, and it was very scary being in a new place, and I did not have internet, I did not have a landline. The first week I moved in, I didn't even have electricity because of circumstances, so coming to the library and seeing happy, friendly faces, and being able to get my library card when I had almost nothing else out here in the corner except a small bag of groceries and a rental car, and a library card felt very good. It allowed me to check out books about whales and check out books about beachcombing, so I could really dig in and get to know my new home when I went through such a scary move and transition.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.